Welcome back to the Just the Basics podcast. I'm your host, Jacob Byers, and this is our third episode, right, guys?
Yes.
Yeah, you know, sure. We've been gaining some traction on the social medias lately, so we figured we'd put some extra elbow grease into this one for you guys. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Once again, I'm Jacob Byers, former assistant water bottle holder for the Met Gala. Mm. With me, I have Evan Ovasad.
I am president of the Mass Decorating Committee.
And Hank Ball.
I'm the Party City supervisor.
So seeing that we got a Party City supervisor and a mask decorator, I think this would be appropriate for you guys to chime in on what you have to say for today's episode, because today we'll be discussing five ways to have a safe, fun high school party. Let's get started. All right, guys, for the first one, we have the classic sleepover. I'm sure we're all familiar with this, you know. Get some friends, get your buddies, go to your mom's basement, grab the couch cushions, some blankets, sleeping bags, turn on a scary movie, and have a sleepover. You know, this one's safe. It's within the comfort of your own home. You got snacks on hand. At least you should. If you're a cool house like mine always
yeah,
is, because I always got snacks.
You got the fridge downstairs.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. And a microwave, you know. Mm-hmm. We like to order pizza sometimes. So it's always fun. I'd say like one of the few drawbacks to this, though, is that you're probably not going to get much sleep. Mm-hmm. This might make the parents a bit cranky when you're sleeping all day the next morning. But hey, it was worth it, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, definitely. I'm sure we all have some crazy memories from sleepover.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hank, you got that tattoo.
Yeah, that was crazy. Yeah.
You got that tattoo of Miss Piggy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I was 18. Now, if you want to learn other things you can do when you're 18, you can go check out our second episode.
We just discussed what you can do when you turn 18.
Yes.
I'm still waiting on that. Mm-hmm. Evan, I'll let you take the reins for this one.
Our second type of party is the classic bonfire.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, nice and hot.
It's pretty awesome for all you country folks. Hank included.
Yeah.
He's a country boy.
This boy lives out in the sticks. And let me tell you what, he knows how to have a good bonfire.
Yeah. There's nothing really to do out where I live except for, you know, light stuff on fire, you know.
But that's fun.
Yeah, it is fun. I mean,
some safety concerns, though, because when you have teenagers and unmonitored gas canisters, you know, you can create some pretty big flames. I've almost singed my eyebrows off a few times. You know, some of what we make might be considered explosive by the police department, but hey, we're outside of their jurisdiction. They can't see us. There are no problems.
One great way to start a fire, which is not safe, and we're not condoning this,
right,
is get a big bonfire, right, of a bunch of sticks, fill it with a bunch of gasoline,
right,
get a stick, dip it in gasoline.
right.
Get everyone away from the fire, okay? Make sure this is, we need this to be safe, okay? So you have to be at least 20 feet away. Get that stick, light it, and then throw that stick into the fire, and you'll get a big explosion.
By all means, make sure several people are recording this, because it's going to look awesome.
Disclaimer, don't do this at home.
Yeah, because if someone dies, at least
you do this at home, it's extremely fun.
Don't do this at home.
But if you do, it's fun. And send us a video. Send us a video to our Twitter.
But yeah, put in the comments below if anyone died during your...
Let us know if you've lost a family member to a bonfire accident. And if you actually have, I'm sorry.
Or like... one of those gender reveal parties that,
oh,
right,
gosh,
that,
yeah,
all those fires. Talking about
state of California is on fire right
where
now.
You just throw a Molotov cocktail at a forest and see what color it burns.
Yeah,
and then your grandma dies because
you usually,
she was hunting in the forest.
Like you usually do. Is that actually how it went?
No.
Oh.
What they did was they there's been a couple stories, like the one where they accidentally created a pipe bomb and they blew up their like grandma or something.
Accidentally created the pipe bomb. I see now.
Or the one where they were crop dusting a field with like pink smoke, and then the plane just straight up crashed.
Oh yeah, I heard, and everyone survived. They only had like scratches or something.
They somehow like came out like barely.
So
like,
this is
scraped.
What started the California
fire? No, the California fire was which one was that? I think they shot like a box of Tannerite,
oh,
and it was like In a field of like, and it was right next to a forest, and it was like a field of like just dry grass, obviously, because it's California. Great.
Classic Californians. You know, we live out here in Nebraska, and we are definitely seeing some of the smoke from that inferno over there. Yeah.
A lot of asthma attacks.
Yeah, good buddy of mine actually had to skip out on his varsity football game because he had a very serious asthma attack. He's back in, though.
Yeah.
Which means we're also going to get back in to topic number three.
All right. Hey.
All right, for our third tip, we have the pool party. Now, here at Lincoln Christian, we have some rich friends here who have big pools.
Yeah.
And we like to invite ourselves over and, you know, just play in their pool, you know. We have it. I don't want to name any names, but I mean, Alex Cook has a nice pool.
Alex Cook has a very nice pool. Sasha Glenn, Hallie Heiser. Jonas's grandparents.
Oh yeah.
You have a pool.
I mean,
I mean
you have a slide.
It's a decent pool.
It is a decent pool. Yes.
I'll stay.
I like.
If you have an underground pool, that is definitely a nice pool.
If it goes above my head, that's all I need.
If it's deep enough and it's got the facilities, then we'll count it as a decent pool.
So you know, when you're trying to come up with this party, just grab your friends, bring some snacks and drinks. And yeah, just invite yourself over to your friend's house.
You just got to make sure that the pH of the water is safe, though, because that can cause eye irritation and skin dryness. That's the last thing you want. You don't want these discomforts when you're trying to have a good old-fashioned fun time with your friends. Mm-hmm. You don't want to have to worry about taking your contact lenses out. You know, I do recommend getting a Olympic certified pair of swim goggles, though.
Yes.
You know, always benefits you. You can see underwater. You could perhaps pants your friends underwater. and then you can look at it. You can get a clear view of it. But just want to make sure that you're not getting any pee-pee in your eyes either, because that would suck. Because we all know that there's going to be that one friend who just takes a leak in the pool. Mm-hmm. And then someone swims by and is like, "Hey, yo, it feels kind of warm over here." Mm-hmm. And then the other friend goes, "Hey, yo, I just peed over there."
Yep, and then
screaming
well
and soon, and then probably a fight will break loose. But you know what cures broken friendships? Road trips, which is our next one.
Baba boy.
The salami lid ain't gonna fit like
just
that.
Just won't fit.
They ain't gonna fit like that.
You know it won't fit like salami lids.
Too many friends in the same car on a road trip.
Ah, yes, that is true.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we just are gonna start talking about going on trips, you know? Obviously this has to be for an older group of friends. You can't really go on this when you're 15.
Yeah, because if you 16, don't have your license,
you need your driver's license when you're 16,
and parents' permission.
And technically, you're not allowed to have more than one person,
right?
If you're
more than one non-family member. Yeah. So I guess if you have five brothers who happen to be your closest friends, then you're in luck. But that is definitely not my case.
No.
Nor Hanks, nor Evans.
No.
Yeah.
All right. So well, going on a road trip, you can grab your friends, get in a car. Just, you know, rap. You can freestyle rap on the way on the way to Omaha, for example, for us, because we live in Lincoln.
You can turn on the screamo metal and scream all the way there.
Yeah, that's a good idea too. You know, if you live in like a city and there's an even bigger city, let's say like 30, 45 to an hour away, you could just drive out there. You know, there's no problem with that. It's probably a bigger distance than you're used to driving, but in the end, it'll probably be worth it from all the fun times you have.
As long as you're driving safe.
Right,
and don't get
drive
in a car
safe,
accident.
Especially when you're in a metropolitan area like Omaha. You want to make sure that you don't hit any pedestrians, okay?
Yes.
Man, I remember on road trips when I used to just sit there and play on my Game Boy for 8 hours. So much fun. Or like my DS. And sing songs, you know, like the Never Ending Song or 99 Bottles of Pop, and just annoy my parents to death.
Oh, yes.
I used to just count on road trips. Just straight up count.
What would you count? Like cars? or
no, just count.
Just count.
1, 2.
That's something.
Three,
that's one.
4, 5.
Oh, like the whole 6, way through.
7, 8. How? What's the highest right. number you ever?
Yeah,
got?
Yeah. What's like?
For some reason, the number 853 sticks in my head.
Okay. How long is that? Seconds? Or like? Are you just counting in
like
general?
Numbers. I'm counting.
Well,
numbers.
Yeah, like
as they
like,
pop
was
in my
it,
mind.
Like, could we determine how far of a trip that was by you counting?
Oh, not at all, because sometimes no. I'd go like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11,
okay.
12, 13, 14, 15, 16, all right, 17.
I think that's enough of that. 18.
Well, okay, so let's leeway into our next one.
Because if numbers aren't your thing, then sports probably are, which
yes.
is why you should have a sports night with your buddies.
Yes.
Do you suck at volleyball?
Yes.
Well, then chances are your friends probably do too, so it won't matter if you play together. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, better yet, is the volleyball sandpit covered in 3 inches of water and there's bird droppings in it? Hank, you and I would know something
yes.
about that.
Yeah, we went to, what is it? Holmes Lake.
Holmes Lake, yes.
Yes, and...
hardly a lake, by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah, yes, it was. The sand pit was about
Teddy's a simp.
Half a foot.
Teddy's a simp as well.
Inviting all those sophomore girls.
Yeah, that made the whole venture way less fun. That's, here, pro bonus tip. If it's supposed to be a guy's night, don't invite women to it, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Look,
yeah, exactly.
I get it. She might be pretty. She might be cute. But guess what? Your male companions will not appreciate this, mm-hmm. especially when you start acting like a two-faced snake, Teddy Ball. Sorry.
Yes. I mean, Saturday for the boys, man.
Yeah,
come
okay.
on.
We're getting off topic here.
Yes.
I don't need to delve into my emotional problems. We'll save that for another episode. Well, let's discuss what kind of sports are fun to play with an amateur group of friends.
Yeah.
Softball.
Softball, yes. Certainly
fun to play.
Kickball.
Mud wrestling.
Mm-hmm. Oh, mud wrestling?
Yeah.
Kickball.
Yeah. Football, yeah, you can do
bodies.
That.
Bodies. You know, bodies.
Yeah.
King
of the Hill.
Yeah. Now, I'm not quite sure what King of the Hill is. Could you please explain
yes,
to
yes,
us?
Yes. Okay, so you gotta have to find like almost a mound.
Right.
Almost.
Right.
Or a hill. I mean, King of the Hill, obviously.
Yeah.
And what you would do is people would try to be on top of the hill. And if you're on the hill, you're the king.
Right.
And you could do whatever you need besides lethal force to get your offenders off the hill. There you go. That's
okay.
The whole premise of the game.
Is punching
a lot in elementary school.
Is punching in the head allowed?
Yes.
Oh, that's cool.
Well, it depends. There's different types of rules. At school, obviously, you can do that.
Well,
but
we here at Just the Basics are mm-hmm. full supporters of no holds barred.
Yes.
So let loose on your opponent. Okay. If you got to let out some violence, just make sure you're doing it in the safety and mm-hmm. comfort of a sport night with your mm-hmm. bros.
Speaking of which, all you listeners, we were thinking of starting a kickboxing tournament every mm-hmm. Thursday. So I think
Thursday nights meet in my garage at I'm not going to say my address on here. You know what? I just decided I'm not going to say my address, but
we'll figure a place.
If you're interested in joining our amateur kickboxing league,
just come to Seacrest on a day.
Don't come to Seacrest. There are too many cops
don't
there.
Come to
there are too many cops there. They would bust it.
But there are fights there.
There are cool fights there.
If you like to see fights, just, you know, come on down to Seacrest, you know, on a Friday, Saturday night.
Fight night? Kind of tangential to sport night, but mm-hmm. we'll save what to do on fight nights for another episode. We interrupt our podcast to bring a quick message from our sponsor, the Caveman Society.
All right. This has been the end of our podcast. Thanks for listening. Yeah.
I feel like our episodes have gotten better. Mm-hmm. Still not where we need them to be. So yes. Even Evan disagrees. Yeah. So if you have any recommendations or tips or just constructive criticism or deconstructive criticism, you know, you can rip us apart in the comment sections. Whatever you're watching this on, I'm sure there's a comment section. Say whatever nasty crap you want to about us.
And if you want to be on the podcast, I would recommend emailing us at justthebasicspodcast2020 at gmail.com, and we'll try to get back to you. So
or hit us up on Twitter. If you aren't going to give us a like on this YouTube video, if you're watching from YouTube, just at least give us a dislike or something so we know that, actually listening to
us. We need to know where our viewership is. Because I think our last one got like 20 listens. I'm not even sure if those were full listens. I mean, probably not.
Probably like a second.
Yeah, also, if you're listening to get to this point, you know, leave a comment in the and say, this sucks, or
let
something.
Let us know if you reach the end of this video.
Oh, my crap. There was nothing.
There's
I don't know.
There's poop in that.
There's poop
there
in
was poop
room.
In that. Why would you do that on the podcast?